This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the United States has tumbled in the global health rankings, and we aren't doing that well. Apparently, we are 35 out of 50. America, with the doctors and the nurses and the dentists and the pediatricians and the pharmacists and the therapists and the optometrists and all the fantastic, you know, people we have in medical care, the paramedics, the firefighters, the cops, the police officers, the first responders. We are only at 35 out of 50. Why? No, we can't say Obamacare. We got to be careful. We can't blame Obamacare yet, okay? Because then they're going to say, well, if we stalled Obamacare, then that's why. They say it's because of poor diet and inefficient health care. It costs the U.S. lots of points in the Bloomberg Healthiest Country Index. Now, they rank 169 countries, and they publish an esteemed top 50. Excuse me, got the hiccups. This year, the U.S. fell to 35th place. They were only 34 last year, but we still dropped. So who's number one? Spain. Who's number two? Italy. I got to tell you, both countries, they know how to eat. The UK dropped to 19, Canada is 16, Israel is 10. I do like a lot of Israeli food. I'm not really big on falafel, you know, but I do love some baba ganoush. I do love that. Hummus is okay, but it makes me fart, so I'm not a big fan of that. Australia made number 7. So the US is really, really sinking here. They say for a second year in a row, the US also failed to, I guess, beat Cuba. As that was something that they found. Spain is forecast to have the longest life expectancy in the world by the year 2040 at 86 years old. And Spain was crowned the healthiest country. But currently Spain falls behind Japan and Switzerland in terms of life expectancy. But they say Spain is going to move up in the ranks. So what's going on here? Well, they looked at, you know, how countries focused on preventing disease screening, exercise, diets, and the U.S. has soaring rates of heart disease because the Western diet. Our Western diet has a lot of saturated fat, sugar, processed meat, but the biggest blow came from painkillers. Now, they said prescription painkillers. We really got to use that term very cautiously. Are we talking about the Lortab that, you know, a dentist or internist or family doc may prescribe if somebody's got a really bad toothache to give them a few to get them over the week? Or are we talking about synthetic drug fentanyl or illegal heroin? So when we're looking at fentanyl and heroin and street drugs, all right, obviously that's killing people. They said in the last 8 years, more than 200,000 Americans have died from drug overdoses, and that took a life expectancy that was supposed to be moving towards the 80s down to 78.6. Now, they say, Spain, what are they doing right? Well, they have a strong public health workforce, according to Daily Mail. They say they deliver efficient care to women, children, and the elderly, groups that usually fall through the cracks. They say have other health care systems. This is according to the University of Washington Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. They say they've also driven down rates of heart disease in the last decade, and it has a younger population. Now, they say Spaniards are still avid meat eaters, but they do conform to a Mediterranean diet, where they are cutting their saturated fats and have far less sugar. So the top 10 are Spain, Italy, Iceland, Japan, Switzerland, rounded out the top 5. Then came Sweden, Australia, Singapore, Norway, and Israel. Those are according to Bloomberg's healthiest countries. Now, Macedonia was one of the biggest fallers. They dropped from 12 places from 44th to 56th. Now, I don't know if I could see where the most unhealthiest are. From what I understand, a lot of the countries in sub-Saharan Africa, they said, made up 27 of the 30 unhealthiest countries. They say Haiti, Afghanistan, and Yemen were also among the worst performing. So what is the Mediterranean diet? Why is it so good? Well, you got a lot of fruits, you got vegetables, you got legumes, you got nuts, you got seeds, you got whole grains, you got fish and meat, a lot of monounsaturated fats like olive oil. They cut back on their red meat. They cut back on their processed foods. They don't eat a lot of white bread and fruit juice. They cut back on their butter and saturated fats. They don't drink a lot of soda. They cut back on the sugar. They do like their red wine. And eat more fish. Snacking on nuts. Those are types of things. They say swap the sunflower oil or butter for extra virgin olive oil. I wish it wasn't so expensive. And try to get more fruits and vegetables in every meal. But, you know, the U.S. really has a lot of splaining to do. But I don't want this to be some sort of a flag for a political campaign that we need to socialize medicine. We need to be very, very careful with a lot of this news that comes out because you wonder if there's some underlying agenda. You know, just because Spain, you know, ranked high on this doesn't mean we have to mimic their healthcare system to a T. All right, you know, America is a whole different, it's just a whole different, you know, country, society has a whole different flavor to it. I mean, we have a lot of different topography, we have a lot of different demographics. We don't have a lot of people paying taxes, or paying the amount of taxes that they should. They say half the country pays taxes. It's very difficult to come up with a socialized system that does everything Ocasio wants, you know, wants, when you don't really have everybody putting money in. The people that are putting money in, you know, feel like they're at the 35% tax bracket when, you know, they shouldn't be. There's people saying, I thought 35% tax bracket is if you make a certain amount of money. People are claiming that they have at least a third taken out of every paycheck. Well, that might not be just the income tax. That might also be, you know, Medicare and Social Security, all this other stuff, but still, whatever you make, when a third is taken out, okay, that starts to get on people's, you know, nerves. And if we want to do more, 1-877-DOCSALLY, don't go away. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So TV drug ads are going to be soon being kind of the norm. But is it really going to help consumers? And there's been a lot of controversy over our drug prices. Why we spend more than other countries, you know, why does an American who, you know, needs to buy Lipitor, why are they spending 3-4 times the amount than somebody in Canada or somebody in Mexico for the same drug? And so somebody does some explaining to do. And so one thing that Trump recommended was, all right, these drug companies need to post their list price. They need to advertise their list price. They need to be transparent about it. And on one end, from a business standpoint, makes a lot of sense. But on the other end, being a doctor, I could see how that's going to possibly make things worse. You as a consumer should have every right to know what you're paying. And if a company is going to do direct-to-consumer advertising, then if you are going to do direct-to-consumer advertising, there better be a price. I mean, I remember growing up in California, you know, go see Cal. It was this car dealership. And I think it was a used car, Cal Worthington and his dog Spot, but I think the dog was a cow or something. And anyway, they had this jingle. You know, if you want a great radio, go see Cal. Anyway, we would sing it as kids or whatever. But, and, you know, that's where you would go to buy a used car. And they would show the prices. $29.95, $59.95, or however the cars were cost back then for a used car. I know, pretty incredible stuff back then. Now you can't get a used car for under 20 grand. Makes no sense. But there were, that's direct-to-consumer advertising. So, most countries do ban that, except for U.S. and New Zealand, from what we understand. And the FDA says primary care physicians and specialists felt that direct-to-consumer advertising confuses patients about the relative risks and benefits of the drugs. They say three-fourths of the more than 900 physician surveys believe that the ads make patients think the drugs work better than they really do. I do have to agree with the whole Cialis ad and the bathtub, where you have two people in a bathtub holding hands. I mean, brilliant marketing in terms of people remembering that ad. Poor marketing in terms of, what does that mean? That means you can have sex in a forest? In a bathtub with people around. Not really, not to me. Maybe that's why you need the Cialis, because you're really going to have a hard time performing if you're in a porcelain hard bathtub with no water. Yeah, I don't know. So earlier this month, pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson announced that by the end of the current quarter, the company is going to include both the list price and potential patient out-of-pocket costs on its medicines and TV ads, starting with the blood thinner Xarelto. In the company announcement, Scott White, the North American chair of Johnson & Johnson, said the firm is starting with the most popular medication to see how the information lands with consumers. The consumer then plans to expand drug prices to advertising for other medications. Now, they agree with the whole transparency. They say transparency is fundamental to achieving a more sustainable, results-based health system that delivers greater access to care at a more manageable cost. Now, Sean Karbowitz, the founder and general manager of MedSavvy, tracks drug pricing, says it's going to hard to say how, what the effect this will be. So the first thing that I think of is now they have to change your ads. That's expensive. Now they have to pay for longer commercials. Who's going to be getting, who's going to be having to feel that pinch? Now, the Trump administration unveiled last May the American Patients First, that blueprint aimed at lowering drug costs and out-of-pocket expenses for consumers. Now, President Trump had said, which I agree with, one of my greatest priorities is to reduce the price of prescription drugs. In many other countries, these drugs cost far less than what we pay in the United States. And amen to that. That's ridiculous. But then we need to turn, you know, our anger and focus on the drug companies. Not the drug companies, the insurance companies. Sorry. I know. See, everybody's kind of going after the pharmaceutical companies, and I just am not completely on board with that, because I get how expensive these drugs are to make. I get that. And they need to make their money back before they lose patent. Losing the patent, and it goes generic, then they can't recoup the money for the R&D. Now, most of these companies do well. I mean, these companies make a lot of money. But so do these insurance companies. These insurance companies make a crap load of money. So if the insurance companies say, look, we're not going to give you money for this, 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 we're going to push generic drugs, and so a pharmaceutical company's not going to be making money on a lot of their brand name drugs, then if they do have a hit, you know, a real good one, they're going to need to reap whatever profits from that. You see how bad the system is? I still think it's ridiculous that I'm paying, a few thousand a month just to get an insurance company that'll tell my doctor to pay, to charge me only X amount. I could do that myself. I could tell my own doctor what to charge me. They may not. But a lot of times the cash prices are a lot cheaper than what you're paying with insurance anyway. So why am I paying insurance? Now, we all need insurance because if, you know, something really, really bad happens, we need insurance to cover us. I get that. But the way the system is now is we're paying a crap load of money for services that we kind of aren't even getting and we can't afford to get because our deductibles are so high. And then medication prices, they are, pharmaceutical companies are on the defense now as hearings on these sky-high drug prices are coming up. Kenneth Frazier, CEO of pharma giant Merck, is supposed to face senators tomorrow who say that drug costs are sky-high and out of control. So why are they higher here in America than in foreign countries? Well, a lot of foreign countries, they sell the generics. Plus, if they do sell brand name, in America, you have all this FDA, you have all these other regulatory things. Well, if you advertise this, you have to do this. They're not getting the same sort of rigmarole from these other foreign countries. And then, what can they get for it? If they want to sell theirs in a foreign country, they need to drop the price. Well, that's the same urgency we need here in America. We could go and buy another product, or we could go without. Fine by us if your product is too high. But for those of us that have insurance or employer-covered insurance, we don't care. We're like, oh, yeah, give us the Xarelto. Xarelto's pretty cool. I'm a big fan of that medication. But there are other blood thinners. You don't have to use Xarelto. I prefer it, but you don't have to use it. So how do we start getting capitalism back? Because this isn't capitalism. It's more fascism when it comes to what's happening with healthcare. So 60 years ago, a different panel of senators had grilled a different Merck boss about the same problem that Kenneth Frazier is going to be grilled on tomorrow. Apparently, drug costs have been an issue now for 60 years. High drug prices, profits, limited price transparency, aggressive marketing, alleged patient abuse, and mediocre, quote, Me Too drugs. I don't know what the Me Too drugs are. They say they are identical to the issues senators investigated decades ago. Apparently, hearings led by Senator S.S. Kefauver in 1959 and 1960 were the first significant congressional inquiry into rising drug costs and drug company profits. That showdown, I guess, led to new legal standards for drug safety and effectiveness, cost control measures, however, never made it to the final bill. And health policy scholars say the similar hearings showed just how much unfinished business remains and how well pharma companies have protected profits and limited regulation over the years. That's according to CNN. Now, drug prices are high. And we do have some fancy stuff. I mean, we have some very fancy medications helping people raise their HDL, helping people fight their melanoma. We have drugs that nobody would have ever thought would work, and we are using technology that unfortunately is very costly. If you're working with monoclonal antibodies or, stem cells or, certain adjuvants and all this other stuff that has to be, microscopically designed and then, produced, you're needing labs, you're needing high-tech scientists, you're needing high-tech equipment. You're taking years of research paying at these guys at, what, $100, $200 an hour, whatever they make? That's a lot of money and time going into the development of these drugs. And an insurance company can't go around and say, well, why are scientists costing so much? Why are machines costing so much? Why are test tubes costing so much? See, and I get this because as a doctor, when I had to buy any supplies for my medical office, they were three times the price than if I went to Walmart. So, where does the pharmaceutical company pass that on? The price or the cost to the consumer? 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is currently en route to Vietnam, where he will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Wednesday and Thursday. The president says he doesn't want to rush North Korea on the denuclearization issue and that he's happy as long as the North doesn't test any more nukes. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr. on Fox News.
Listen, I think he's going to do what he does best. I mean, he's going to negotiate for the American people. I mean, you know, he's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation. I'm so sick of watching the experts who've been dealing with North Korea for 60 years. I go, wait a minute, in 60 years, you guys never even got a meeting.
Vice President Mike Pence is expressing support for the opposition leader of Venezuela. Pence met with Juan Guaido during a trip to Bogota, Colombia today. And the cost of going out to eat is going up. The Labor Department reports restaurant prices were up almost 3% last month as compared to the previous year. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're being told that a pediatrician has exposed suicide tips that are hidden on YouTube videos. Now, this is obviously extremely frustrating because we have just too many kids starting to kill themselves. And I don't know why they find their lives that bad, but it's a much different generation now, and they have a lot of different pressures, and they don't seem to have the outlets that we did, and I'm not sure what's going on. But Free Hess, a pediatrician and mother, had learned about these very chilling videos over the summer when another mom spotted one on, quote, YouTube Kids. She said that minutes into the clip from a children's video game, a man appeared on the screen giving instructions on how to commit suicide. She said, I was shocked. noting that since then, the scene has been spliced into several more videos from the popular Nintendo game Splatoon on YouTube and YouTube Kids, a video app for children. Now, Dr. Hess is from Ocala, Florida, and she has been blogging about the altered videos and working to get them taken down amid an outcry from parents and child health experts. One on YouTube shows a man pop into the frame, saying, "Remember, kids," holding what appears to be an imaginary blade to the side of his arm, sideways for attention, long ways for results. Now, you know where that comes from. Well, splitting the wrists. People thought that when you split the wrist sideways, going horizontally, it would do the trick. It doesn't. That gets attention. Long ways is what allows more bleeding to happen. And so when he says sideways for attention, long ways for results, he is specifically telling kids how to split their wrists. Or neck or whatever. So Dr. Hess says, "I think it's extremely dangerous for our kids." She had a phone interview with the Washington Post. "I think our kids are facing a whole new world with social media and internet access. It's changing the way they're growing, and it's changing the way they're developing." She says, "I think videos like this put them at risk." Oh, absolutely. "I don't know why YouTube still allows them to be on there. And why isn't anybody on YouTube watching? Why isn't, you know, anybody reviewing the content?" They say, "A recent YouTube video viewed by the Post appears to include a spliced-in scene showing internet personality Filthy Frank. It's unclear why he was edited into these clips, but his fans have been known to put him in memes and other videos. There is a similar video on his channel filmed in front of a green screen, but the origins and the context of the clip in question are not clear." So somebody's basically hacking into these videos and splicing in sick messages. Andrea Favel, a spokeswoman for YouTube, sent a written statement that the company works to ensure that it is not used to encourage dangerous behavior, and we have strict policies that prohibit videos which promote self-harm. She says, "We rely on both user flagging and smart detection technology to flag this content for our reviewers." She says, "Every quarter, we remove millions of videos and channels that violate our policies, and we remove the majorities of these videos before they have any views. We are always working to improve our systems and to remove violative content more quickly, which is why we report our progress in a quarterly report on transparencyreport.google.com that gives users a dashboard showing the status of videos they flag to us." I mean, that is pretty transparent, I have to admit. So, YouTube is obviously the world's largest video sharing platform, and they do claim that they monitor and remove problematic content. But they're still struggling on getting it 100%. And having a 2-second blurb telling somebody how to kill themselves spliced into a YouTube video, if somebody's really not watching and their smart technology doesn't pick it up, that's a problem. So, kids, why the suicide? Why are we seeing younger and younger kids do it? Why are they thinking death is better than life? Well, one thing that I bring up, which I know isn't the most popular answer or theory, is religion. I don't think we promote as much religious values. I don't care what religion. I love spirituality, and even those who are atheists, you know, they still have their own moral compass, and it's everybody seems to do fine. But in terms of, you know, kids and, you know, looking at death and not, I mean, I learned very early on that God would be very, very mad if he gave me life and I decided to take it. Now, some of you might laugh at that, but as a kid, that's what I believed. So if the thought ever came into my mind when bad things would happen to me, I was like, no, because I want God on my side. And I'm very glad with all the decisions I made because, you know, I feel like the Lord has been on my side. And so, in most of our religions, suicide is looked upon as very, very bad. And in many of our religions, we find going to religion helps, you know, save us. Helps us cope with a lot of the bad things we have. And so, when a lot of the kids don't really have a religious upbringing, you know, and they just, they, you know, and their, you know, main pastor is their YouTube, their main mentor is something they get online, you know, how do you compete with that? How does the Bible compete with YouTube to these young kids? So I think we have a lot of kids who are doubting the Lord's existence or just not really into religion. And now, for some of you, you may say, well, then that's good because, you know, some of you don't believe in the Lord. That's just fine. But I do think that one of the reasons why we have a lot of people lose hope is because they don't have that spirituality. I'm not saying we have to instill it. It's just that's one theory, okay, of why we have more issues. Another is these kids don't have a lot of outlets. I mean, you know, I wasn't very good with, you know, punching my brother, okay, because I didn't have a lot of upper body strength. But when my parents weren't looking, because boy, would they get on us, you know, I was able to, when he would mess with me, mess with him back. All right, nowadays, you're told, and understandably so, I'm not arguing with it, but, you know, we're being, you know, very objective here. If somebody pushes you or pulls your hair at school, you're not supposed to punch back or pull their hair back or eye for an eye. You're supposed to go and tell a teacher. And when the teacher says, quit tattling, you're stuck. You know, we had this issue with my son where somebody was messing with him and pulling him up by his hair, etc. And so, you know, we had to tell him, look, you know, in this day and age, you're not supposed to hit him back. You're not supposed to whatever. You know, my husband's like, you know, he gives him one whop, that kid stops. And I go, I know, but our kid is going to be the one that gets caught. And then he's going to be the one with the record. And that's the problem. The one that fights back is the one that gets caught getting, you know, but in the olden days, we would just, you know what, we're going to take it outside. At the end of the day, after school, I'm going to beat your butt for what you just did. And then we would get into fights at the end of school when the teachers weren't looking. And so you don't really have a lot of outlets. You know, games are played a lot differently. Sports are a lot more, you know, softened, which they need to be. I mean, we need to do things safer. But the truth of the matter is you aren't seeing kids have that much of an outlet. You know, now that a lot of us moms are working, how many kids are in sports like they used to be? Also, a lot of kids used to live in walking distance from the school. And they would, you know, go to school, they'd go to practice, then walk home by themselves. Nowadays, most parents will not let their kids walk home by themselves. No way. If the kids walk home, now there's risk of abduction. There's people dressed up as police officers. Kids are coming up to them and getting abducted. Now, abductions did happen back then, but I don't think to the degree that they're happening now. So now, mom's like, no, I'm going to pick you up. I'll take you to practice. I'll take you. But if it's a mom that can't afford to not be working, that's a problem. So if the average mom works and is working an 8-to-5 job, not getting home till 6, who's taking that kid to after-school sports? So you don't have the outlets like you used to. You also then don't have the camaraderie with team sports. You have a group of friends automatically. You got people that got your back. So, you know, these are things that I don't know if they're ever going to solve themselves. The 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad.
you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a report has come out from the U.S. Department of Labor that prices at restaurants are going up. They say experts say increased expenses such as rent, insurance, and labor are getting passed on to consumers. You think? In December, prices at full-service restaurants were up 0.5% from the prior month, on a seasonally adjusted basis, the biggest monthly increase since March 2011, according to the Consumer Price Index. In January, full-service restaurant prices were up 2.7% from a year earlier, which is above the 1.6% annual rise for inflation overall. They say staff pay could be the biggest contribution for rising restaurant prices nationally. Although Virginia, this comes out of 10 News from Virginia, some states have raised the minimum wage and a tight labor market is forcing restaurants to pay more to recruit and retain employees. Now, this article is coming from a Virginia station, News 10, but they say for tipped employees in Virginia, the minimum wage is $2.13. As long as the $2.13 plus tips equals at least $7.25. If the employee keeps all the tips, and if the employee usually gets more than 30 a month in tips. If not, the employer has to make up the difference. Now, more states are moving away from that. They now require employers to pay the full federal minimum wage of $7.25 regardless of tips. We're hearing, though, at some places then, they don't get the tips. The tips go to the owner. So that's kind of tricky. All right? The thing with money, people, is it's almost like, you know, mass in equals mass out, what we learned in chemistry class. All right? You know, mass always, matter just gets pushed, but the mass always equals. Same thing with the money. The money gets pushed around, but the bottom line has to always either stay the same or it has to be in the favor of the employer. And so prices go up. When all the menu sets change to add calorie counts, I like education. I like transparency. But I didn't like the prices of food going up. Food went up after the Affordable Care Act. I mean, you'd think in a recession things would drop. No. Because I, you know, ate out and I saw what restaurants would cost. I kind of have things memorized. And I'm like, all of a sudden now a sandwich is going from $9 to $10 to $11. I'm seeing chicken sandwiches now $12, $13. Why? Because they had to replace their menus? Because they had to spend all this research and time looking at calories? Which, by the way, could change if somebody aliquots a different amount of mayonnaise? I understand restaurants need to have certain guidelines and standards, but I don't want to pay for that. I'm eating out a lot less because it costs too much, and I don't know how healthy it is. But this whole idea of tips, you know, when I waited tables, your minimum wage was minuscule. I honestly, the paycheck wasn't even worth cashing. But the tips are worth it. But when you get tips, you always want to tip the bussers. And so I would generally tip, you know, definitely above average. I wasn't the highest. There was somebody that would just, you know, blow everybody away. But he got mega tips. And I would kind of tip a little bit under him, but way above everybody else. And because I love the bussers, but I also bus a lot of my own tables. Because the bussers were busy with the guy that was giving them a lot of money, I would bus a lot of my own tables. But I still want to tip them good. And I didn't mind busting my own tables. It's like, I'm like, you know what? I'll clean the table fast so I could boom, ready to go, and we could sit another person. Because the more people we sat, the more money I would make. I was just kind of one of those real, you know, fast, you know, busy bee type of people. And so, you know, the tips is where you make your money. Now, I understand a lot of people spend a lot. Now you spend a lot at a restaurant. We tipped our waitress $50 last night. She was great. Was she that great? I don't know if she was that great. But because the price of the food was so high, I wanted to give 20%. So we tipped $50. That was kind of a lot of money. $50 is enough for three meals. It was kind of a fancy dinner. We did it for my husband's birthday. You know, at some point, especially if the economy turns again, people are going to be like, ah, to heck with this. The other thing, too, I'm noticing is soda pop. When you order a drink, it's like $4.50 to $5 for a glass of soda. Soda used to be cheap, but soda prices are going up. But you know what? Ladies especially, and guys, you might want to cut back on the soda. Apparently, there's a study saying diet drinks are linked to a 23% increase in stroke risk in women. Now, this was a study that looked at women, but my guess is the same is for men as well. They say at least two diet drinks a day. Women were 31% more likely to have an ischemic stroke, a stroke caused by a clot. Now, the findings came from an analysis of about 12 years of health data from 81,000 women who were 50 and older. The researchers compared women who drank two daily diet sodas or fruit drinks and those who drank such beverages less than once a week or not at all. Now, it didn't identify the specific artificial sweeteners, but they found that the high consumption of diet beverage came with 29% greater chance of heart disease, 16% likelihood of premature death. They say if you were black or obese, the chance of having an ischemic stroke doubled if they were high-level consumers of diet drinks. So why is that? Well, are artificial sweeteners bad? It could be. Is it that those who drink diet sodas may not also be very weight conscious and health conscious with their diet. You know, because a lot of those people are big water drinkers, which is kind of what the American Heart Association recommends, plain but unsweetened water. Some people can have carbonated water, they're okay with that, or flavored water, but they say that's the best choice for a no-calorie drink. So maybe people that are like, well, I'll grab a diet soda, may not be eating the healthiest, you know? And maybe it's just, you know, the body doesn't like chemicals. Speaking of chemicals, we have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This was interesting. She was, I believe, making chili at home. I'm not really sure what she was doing. But she asked a question to the audience, is it okay to still have children based on climate change and mounting student loan debt? This was an Instagram live video that she did over the weekend. She welcomed supporters into her kitchen. She said she also gave a special hello to her haters, and she made chili and poured herself a glass of white wine. And she said, our planet is going to face disaster if we don't turn this ship around. Ship, with a P. She said, and so it's basically like there is a scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult, and it does lead, I think, young people to have the legitimate question, you know, should, is it okay to still have children, she said. She continued, not just financially, because people are graduating with $20,000, $30,000, $100,000 of student loan debt, so they can't even afford to have kids in the house, but there's also just this basic moral question, like, what do we do? I'm a little confused by that. She said, and even if you don't have kids, there are still children here in the world, and we have a moral obligation to leave to them a better world. I guess she answered a question from a viewer, what would Trump put in the chili, and she said, baloney. And then with her Green Deal, she says, the whole premise of the Green New Deal, she said, I'm sorry to break it to you, is that we're screwed on climate. When it comes to climate in particular, we're actually screwed. There is a global threat to the planet. She said, at this point, we don't even have to prove it. Just walk outside in the winter in a lot of places, and it's either way worse than you're used to or way warmer than you're used to. She says, hurricane storms, wildfires, we are dying now. Now, again, I understand how, you know, to be, you know, spotlighted in the media, you have to come up with clickbait. I get that. You know, where something is a real big headline, so somebody clicks on it. But didn't hurricanes happen in the olden days? Wasn't there a biblical flood that Noah had to build an ark for? Didn't storms happen? Weren't there storms before? Weren't there wildfires before? Now, yes, things are changing. Winter's a little different. Wow, we had snow in Vegas. Again, I just don't know if my car caused that. You know, I want to protect the environment, but I also don't want to make our country go bankrupt to do something that we may not be able to have that much control over. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.